And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean, this show like sends its signal so far down south of Birmingham and so far up north of Huntsville, from Tuscaloosa all the way back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we've had a great show today. I tell you, somebody else covers a lot of ground. Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. They got them in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area. This is who I use, by the way. Southern Immediate Care in the Gadsden area is who I use. And every time I go, and they're open 7 days a week, all their locations 7 days a week, some of them with extended hours. But every time I go, it's like super clean. The staff is so professional. And they treat all ages. So I'm talking pediatric to geriatric. They can take care of you. Walk-ins are available. They can do x-rays and vaccinations right there on the spot. So, folks, just listen. Southern Immediate Care. You wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever. What do you do? Yeah, look online. Find the location nearest to you, Southern Immediate Care. Head on down. They'll take care of you, and they'll do it well. And do me a favor. When you go in, tell them you heard about this on Right Side Radio. That would mean a lot to me. All right. Let's tell you what. I got to check some of these text messages because there's lots of them. Missy from Fontville says, so glorious to hear y'all say what most Americans believe, Biden is not making decisions. Newt Gingrich even recently said Obama's running this administration. That's interesting. But the most glorious part was when y'all said you were voting for Trump. Glad the DeSantis trance wore off. Now, listen, Missy, I'm going to tell you, I do like DeSantis. I can't tell you here's the crazy thing. Trump has made a great president. He had great policies. He's also carrying a great amount on his shoulders right now. If something were to happen, if he had a health issue tomorrow, we better have a good number two in the background. And I think DeSantis could make a great president. I don't have any problem saying that. I'm not going to be in the subject or the realm of making endorsements. But I like Trump. I believe he's going to be the next president again, and I believe he's going to come in there with both guns blazing. But if something happens between now and then, I am comfortable in the belief that DeSantis could make a good president, too. We got a great lineup. I mean, think about some of the people in there. Multiple governors. We've got, Nikki Haley. I mean, I'm not a fan, but she's eminently qualified. You've got Ron DeSantis, of course. You've got people like Tim Scott. I mean, what a great guy, a man of character and integrity with a huge personal story that I think is amazing. So anyway, all that to say, I'm comfortable believing that we've got a great field. And I do believe, though, Trump is the top of the ticket. And unless something happens, he's going to be the next president. Jeff from Indiana. Phil, you know why they're trying to transplant? Jeff, what are you doing to me? Oh, Phil, you know they're trying to transplant female uteruses into men. Maybe that's why Pete Buttigieg is waiting. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right. So I'm moving on from that one. Patrick from Decatur. As a recovering insurance agent, I can tell you that Florida already has a state taxpayer-funded homeowners insurance option, because the private insurance market has been so unprofitable. Wow, that's huge. Mike from Muscle Shoals. Phil, guys, Trump is the only Republican candidate who will lose in 2024. It has to be someone else. Mike from Muscle Shoals. Jay from Hartsell. If you're a family member of a politician that is losing their cognitive abilities and not doing all you can to get them to quit public service, you should be ashamed. You're doing them a disservice. Jay, you make an excellent point. Excellent point. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. Let's break down a few of them. Dianne Feinstein is 90 freaking years old, and she is losing her faculties in a big way. They're having to wheel her around, not because she's handicapped, because she's infirm. They're having to tell her how to vote. It's embarrassing. She has already given power of attorney to her daughter. In other words, she's struggling to handle her own affairs. She's letting somebody else handle her own personal affairs while she's voting on our affairs. And that is wrong. Her daughter, who has power of attorney, should be saying, Mom, it's time to be done. Come to the house. But you know why they won't? Two reasons. One, it's because it's become their identity. There are so many folks in politics, they would not know what to do if they were not in politics. Their identity is wrapped up in being an elected official. They lose sight of the fact that Politics is supposed to be what you do, not who you are, but it becomes who they are. And it's, you know, just in my dalliances with politics at the state level, I can tell you, it can be very seductive if you're not careful. And if it becomes your identity, you got a problem. Number two, the reality is it's political. It's absolutely political. They're scared to death that Dianne Feinstein is going to step down from office or die in office, and that Gavin Newsom is going to appoint somebody that they don't want. They're scared to death that Mitch McConnell, see, that's a Democrat, here's a Republican, Mitch McConnell is going to not be able to complete his term, and that the Democrat governor of Kentucky would appoint his successor. It's a mess, y'all. It's an absolute mess. Politics and a lack of care and concern by family members. Jay from Hartsville, great text, man. You were spot on. Bryant from Huntsville. Did y'all see Mitch McConnell? Yes, we just did. We just talked about it. Yep, absolutely. David from Huntsville. The Trump mafia power stinks. Charlie Kirk said DeSantis should get up and support Trump. What hubris. Downright backwards. David, you are apparently not a Trump fan. That's right. You're a DeSantis fan. I remember that now. JT, Lacey Springs. A thorn of Biden. He won't attend the 9/11 observance. What are we talking about? I need he sent me an image of something, and I need to go back and read it. So I don't know what you mean, JT, but I know where you're going. Gary from Arab, the library's logic would be to allow Playboy and Hustler in the kids section. You are so right. I mean, that's where we are right now. But don't you dare have one of those brave books by Kirk Cameron. That's not in line with our beliefs and values. Okay, but you're gonna have a book about bestiality in the kids section. Why is that okay? Well, you can't tell somebody what to do with their bodies. Okay. Brian from Huntsville says, if Trump gets back in, he will be like William Money, Clint Eastwood, at the end of Unforgiven. Oh, yeah. That's rich. Man, I tell you what, you guys are sending some serious texts in. Thomas Mathens, if any of the non-Trumpers get real money, or traction to diminish Trump's lead, thereby giving Dems fits, cause Biden might best Trump, but could not beat the. I don't know what you're telling me here, man. You send me like a 5-page text, Thomas. I can't go through all of that. Jeff from Indiana says too, if Dianne Feinstein's daughter has power of attorney and can speak for her, can't you take her place in the Senate? No, it doesn't quite work that way. All right, listen, I got a few more of these. Where'd it go? Jay from Hartsville, I saw that one. George from Huntsville says, Kentucky made a law that prevents Hansy Andy from appointing a replacement senator. Look it up. And then he says, as for Governor Ivey, I think he's referring to her derogatorily. He says, I'll refrain from my comments beyond that she is like a puppet like Biden. Okay, you got opinions, George. And the reality is I tell you what, I got one call. Yeah, I got one call. I'll take that real quick. And then I got to go to a break. So, Alan from Hartsell, what you got, man?
Well, I've got an alternative. If Trump doesn't get there, why don't we go with DeSantis and Governor Noem? They both run state governments. They're both successful, and they both get the job done.
Okay, but Noem's not running. You saying she ought to run as a VP with DeSantis?
No, yeah. Let DeSantis or somebody pick her as a VP.
Well, I mean, they could. They absolutely could. She's done a good job. I tell you who else doing a great job is the Iowa or Idaho's governor. She's doing an amazing job.
I believe in Iowa.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, I'm good with that. I mean, if that winds up being our ticket, it'll still be a win. It'll still be a potentially winning ticket.
I think it's a winner. Period.
Well, all right. We'll see what happens, man. Alan, thanks for the call.
All right.
Well, I tell you what. I got one more here before I go to the break, and then Anita, South Huntsville. Says John from Huntsville, who grades your shows, is secretly Boomer texting in from beneath the desk. No, it's not true. It is not true. It is not
I
true.
I wish that was me. Actually, that's the best text I've heard all day. So just because that just, I mean, I wish I would have thought of that. That would have been perfect.
That's hilarious. It's actually McQueen.
It is. She wouldn't even let me win if it was her.
Nita, you're cracking us up. All right, take us to a break, Boom. We'll take the last break of the day. We'll come right back, put a lid on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio with the best audience in radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Plenty of stuff happening in the news right now. By the way, we had those breaking stories. Mitch McConnell, which we've talked about, you know, several times throughout the show. But you may recall that about a month or so ago, he had this weird moment. Which, by the way, if he's having these in public like this, you have to wonder what's happening in private. I cannot imagine that these instances of his infirmity are shining through only when he's in front of a podium doing a press conference. If they're happening with the kind of frequency that makes them occur in the public setting, then you got to know they're happening at home. I don't know what the actual situation is, about a month or so ago, he was doing a press conference right there in the Capitol, and just came to a grinding halt. Just stopped. Just like you could tell, he had the thousand-mile stare. He didn't know what was going on or where he was. Now, I have no knowledge of his health, all right? I don't. I know he's had difficulty with his health in the last year. But you know, there is a form of epilepsy, seizures that occur that are basically blackouts. I had a friend who said that she literally one day was sitting in class and then next thing you know, she realized she's the only one in the room and didn't know where everybody had gone. It's because she had blanked out for a period of time. And that is one means by which there are seizures. Seizure is not always a twitching and a moaning and that kind. Sometimes the seizure is the mind literally turning itself off. I'm not a doctor. I'm paraphrasing the whole thing, I know. I don't know what happened with McConnell, but it happened again today. Standing there doing a press conference. I think he's back in his home state. He was at a Chamber of Commerce event. And as he's standing there at the podium, you could tell all of a sudden he didn't know where he was. And he was just fixated on the wall in the far end of the room. He didn't know what to do. His aides had to come to him. They're trying to talk to him. He's not responsive. He's just standing there. And folks, that's the Senate Minority Leader. That's the leadership of Senate Republicans. That's the guy, by the way, who controls much of what we know as the Senate Republican Reelection Caucus that sees to it that funding is available to elect Republicans to the U.S. Senate. It's not good. It's not good at all. If it's happening in public, it's happening in private. And where his wife is, by the way, his wife, her name, Elaine Chao, she's a former cabinet-level position. She was Secretary of Transportation, I believe. Where is she in all this? I mean, and I agree with Jay from Hartzell's text a while ago. Family members of people like Dianne Feinstein and Joe Biden and, you know, and Mitch McConnell, you look at them and go, come on, y'all. Take your loved one home. Or do you really love them? Are you getting something out of them being in office? I mean, take them home. This is not good. It's not good for the nation. It's certainly not good for the person. So there's that one news story on Mitch McConnell that happened today. Then we also had Hurricane Idalia. The damage is extensive. Now, what I've not been able to gather is it as bad as they were afraid that it might be? I mean, the news always goes to the damage and stands there in front of the... You might have five trailers still standing. They'll stand in front of the one that's not. So I don't know yet to the extent that Hurricane Idalia... the damage in the Florida region. It hit right in the Big Bend area. That's where it body slammed the state. It was a Cat 4 at one point. Whew. But it went north of Tampa, it went east of Pensacola, and it came right across, though, I believe, going over towards Gainesville, Jacksonville, that area, and then up the Georgia coast, I believe. And so the damage is extensive. The storm surge is extensive. So we'll wait and see probably more along the lines of tomorrow when they've had a chance to fully assess where we are. But Governor Ron DeSantis is currently off the campaign trail and doing what he's supposed to do, being a governor, a leader for his state. So he's down there managing that crisis and got his National Guard activated and doing their stuff. So there's that. And then we've got any number of things that are happening with text messages from people. Wes from Huntsville says, Mitch McConnell is the heartbeat of America, LOL. When you add the LOL in a text, that's like saying bless his heart. That's
yeah, I like
that's
that.
The equivalent.
Bless his heart.
He's the heartbeat of America, LOL. That's just, that's how you, I guess you convey sarcasm with a text. Okay. John from Brownsboro in a serious text texted in and says, a mini stroke can also cause someone to go catatonic like that, and they can test for that. Yeah, they should. Now, he said last time is that there was nothing, no evidence of a stroke that he had something like he was dehydrated or something like that. But anyway, and John, by the way, John, thank you for this. John says the only reason you have the best audience on radio is you have the best content on radio. No rhetoric, good analysis, positive message. Way to go, my friends. Keep it up. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that very much, John. Very much. Jay Graham from Decatur. Says, Phil, what do you think about what Newt said about the shadow government being run by Obama and Hillary? Speculation, but it wouldn't surprise me. Speculation, but it would not surprise. I mean, who in their right mind looks at the way that Joe Biden runs things and says, it's good, he's in charge? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't. I've been in a lot of leadership positions in my day, and I've been in a lot of positions where I was, you know, subordinate to someone else who was in charge. You can tell when someone is the figurehead and when they're not. I'll never forget this general that came up to me when I was a young lieutenant, started asking me questions, and you can tell he didn't know what he was talking about. And I'm thinking, why is he a general? Because somebody appointed him, you know. But you look at it and think that's where we are with Biden. He's not really in charge. He reads his teleprompter. He calls an early lid on the day. He skips the formal dinners when he's on trips overseas. He falls asleep in meetings, and he takes 9-day vacations a week after he took his 5-day vacation. It's just absolutely, absolutely not good. All right, listen, we got plenty more on the tap for the rest of the week. Coming up tomorrow is the day we have Boomer and McQueen, so we'll have them in studio tomorrow. Ooh. And go back. If you didn't hear my monologue, go back and check out the podcast. Today I did my monologue on the war on Christianity and why I believe it is absolutely imperative that we not only love the Lord, but openly say it and support the Constitution at the same time, because the Constitution preserves our right to openly love the Lord, and openly loving the Lord gives us a chance to make our country better. All that to say, I'm okay with the title of Christian nationalist. Bring it on. Make me a T-shirt. I'll wear it. That ain't a bad thing. That's just somebody who loves God and country, in my opinion. We'll see more about that in the days to come. I'm certain that someone, somewhere, has already branded me for investigation. Bring it! I'll wear the T-shirt while I do. All right, Boomer, you got little man got practice tonight?
A little man baseball practice.
Little man baseball practice.
Had soccer practice last night. Had gymnastics last night.
Wait. Baseball. He's a three-sport kid at 5 years old?
He's all over the place right now. So are we. So are the parents.
Y'all are burning up the road.
That's right.
But there's no minivan yet, though, is there?
No.
Come on, you say no that. Laugh.
I told McQueen, I said, listen, if you want a minivan, if you get a minivan,
dude,
that's fine, but I won't drive it.
I mocked it, and then when they came out with the kind where the doors open on both sides and it had captain's chairs for the kids in the back, I was like, okay, I'm a believer.
I said, if you want it, go for it, but if we go on a trip, we're doing a two-car trip.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys, have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.